Stand by, Jerry Saul Show. 5, roll tape. 4, cue Jerry. 3, bring audio up. 2, stand by. 1, play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Today's show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. The next time you plan an event, think of the Queen. And by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host and I'm so glad that you joined us this morning. Today's Terry Saul Show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler and the Lule Group, Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance. Today we've got a couple of guests in here from the Salvation Army, Jason Ramos and Lieutenant Quentin Markham. Did I get it right, Markham?
That's correct.
I went to my junior high school was Markham.
Really?
Who is Markham? Do you know who he is?
No idea.
Neither did I when I was in junior high. Jason, you've been with us before, and you're with the Salvation Army. We've got a big deal coming up next weekend at the Center Street Safeway. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
It's a big food drive?
Absolutely.
Looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Before we get into that, tell me a little bit about the Salvation Army. What is the Salvation Army and what do they do?
Yeah, the Salvation Army here in Marion Polk County serves those families who are struggling with food insecurity, families who are struggling with their rent, utility bills, avoiding eviction. We're here in the community to serve people and to reach them with their urgent needs, with their physical needs, their spiritual needs, and we do that here in the area of Salem and Kaiser.
So it's not just food that you supply. You said financial needs, you said eviction, emotional support.
Yeah, we have many different ways of supporting families. One of those is with our assisting them at our food pantry here in Salem on Front Street. And so we have roughly about 3,500 individuals who receive food boxes out of our pantry. And those are to help families who are just struggling to keep food in their pantry, food in their cupboards. And so families are able to come in once per 30 days and to receive a food box. And we partner with many different suppliers in the community, and it's great to see families that are able to come in. It's a shopping style food bank, so they're able to pick foods that work for them and their household, and they're greeted by a volunteer. It's like a grocery store format, and they're able to just pick and choose those items that work for them. It's absolutely awesome.
So do they get these items at a lower cost?
These items are completely free.
That's
a lower cost indeed. Families are able to come in, they check in, let us know that they're here, let us know who's in the household with them, and they're greeted by a volunteer, and they're able to just pick the items off the shelves and no cost at all.
What type of food do they have in there? Do you have frozen food? Do you have everything that you'd see in a grocery store?
Yeah, pretty much everything you see in a grocery store. There's many different categories. They're able to pick bread and pastries. They're able to pick their starches, carbohydrates, rice, cereal, things like that. Their proteins, so beans, tuna fish, household cooking items, so oil for the pan, flour to bake some items, fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, also some meat product and dairy.
So, you haven't said red licorice yet.
No red licorice. Well, at times we do get some red licorice. Yeah,
now when you're
it comes
talking.
In, yeah.
Well, when you say people come in, they have to check in. Do they need to sign up beforehand? And do you do a background on these people? I mean, how do you know it's not just somebody down the street that just says, hey, you know what, I don't want to buy my own food anymore. I can go in there and get it free.
Yeah, there is no background check. Folks are just able to really come in and just self-identify, let us know what their name is and who's in their household with them. So really it's just them self-certifying that it's them and maybe their spouse or their partner, and there's two children in the household. There's no ID checks. There's no social security cards, things like that to verify who's in the household. It's really just them certifying that they are in the area of Salem-Kaiser. And once that information is given and tracked, then we're able to get them into the food pantry area for shopping.
And they can come in once every 30 days?
Once every 30 days, yes, if a family's able to come in and get a food box.
Okay. And what are the hours?
Our hours are 9 to noon. Monday through Friday, and our location is 1977 Front Street, Northeast, here in Salem, Oregon.
Okay, and nothing on the weekends?
Nothing on the weekends. Unfortunately, we are closed. There are some emergency sites that do have some food boxes available. We aren't one of them, unfortunately, but we do have the availability Monday through Friday.
Okay. Now, Jason, you are the social service director. What does that mean? What does your job entail?
Yeah, my job is...
Everything?
Everything. Mm-hmm. A lot of everything, yes. Yeah. So I get to oversee all of our programs in terms of reaching people, whether it's through our Lighthouse Shelter, through our financial assistance program, our events, which are two seasonal events, which is our back-to-school program, along with our Toy and Joy Christmas program. And we also do services in Polk County as well. So my job is to oversee, make sure those programs are functioning, one that we're grant-supported, and just that the mission of the Salvation Army is being carried out in the lives of families and individuals. And so it's very cool. Every day is a different day. Lots of neat things are going on.
Okay. You mentioned your Toy and Joy Drive. What is that all about?
Yes. So our Toy and Joy program is a Christmas program where we partner actually with the Toys for Tots. It's a three-day program, which will be coming up in December. And with that, it's for Salem families with children 0 to 15. For Salem and Kaiser families, they're able to sign up for our program. And they're able to come pick and choose toys, and they also receive a food box. It's one of the biggest programs here in the Salem Kaiser area, and so we will have that program here coming up here shortly.
Okay. Now, where do you get the toys from?
Toys come from various different business partners, nonprofits, church groups. We see toys come in from the Toys for Tots program as well. So those toys come through various different state programs, state departments, and we collaborate together. And so all the toys come together, roughly about 12,000 to 15,000 toys.
Really?
Yes, that many toys come in. And
so are you collecting toys all year round?
We collect toys all year round, although many of them come in from the 1st of November all the way leading up to the event, which is in the third week of December. But there's many toys, lots of families to serve. Last year, we did roughly about 1,600 families. And
no kidding.
Yes, yeah. So right around almost 4,000 kids.
Wow. I was going to say, what do you do in your spare time? It doesn't sound like you have much.
No, not that much. Not this time of year.
The back-to-school program, what is that?
Yeah, so the back-to-school program is called All About Kids. That program is where we bring close to 200 kids who are just underserved, and different nonprofit community partners in the area work with these families on a day-to-day. And these are kids that have been identified who really need that assistance to make sure that their first day of school is a good, successful one. And so we bring those kids to the Croc Center location, where we have an event where there's haircuts given out, there's brand new backpacks, school supplies, and the kids are just brought through, and they just have that day to really celebrate them and to recognize them and make sure that they start their first day off awesome in a good, healthy way.
The first day of school, if I remember right, was 100 years ago, but it's such an exciting time. I mean, you're just so excited, and you know, to get in there, and especially if you can go in there with new clothes or new supplies, a backpack, or it's just an exciting time.
Yeah, absolutely, and we see that. And when the kids come in, we had a story from this past event where we had a kid who was really just going through a tragic time. Was actually with one of our local family shelters, and just a kid who's experienced a lot. Him and his mom, and this child came in and actually received a brand new pair of Nikes. And once he put those Nikes on, he couldn't stop smiling for hours because he's never owned a pair of Nikes, that type of brand shoe. And so something as simple as a brand new pair of shoes goes a long way, and it helps these kids to just have a self-esteem. They're better their self-esteem, so they start their first day of school feeling good about themselves and feeling good about, you know, succeeding and going to school and wanting to be there. So
last week was my granddaughter, who's 3 years old, her first day of preschool. And of course, Grandpa had to be there so I could cry with everybody else. And we thought, oh, she's going to have a real hard time with it. Boy, she shut in and says, see you guys.
Yep.
And that was it. And it's like, no tears, nothing.
Nothing.
But the first day of school is always, always exciting.
Yeah, it really is. Yes.
So, why don't you introduce your lieutenant?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we're excited. Lieutenant Quentin Markham, he's our officer and administrator here for the Marion and Polk County, and he's just joined us from Modesto, California. And so we're excited to have him part of the the Salvation Army.
So you got tired of the hot in Modesto, right?
Oh, it was unbearable at times.
I have a sister-in-law that lives in Modesto, and I keep saying to her, why? It gets warm down there.
Yeah. Our first day in the office when we were assigned to Modesto was 107 degrees. So that was the welcome to town moment there.
Oh, no. No, that's a rough area down there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we love the people there. They're fantastic.
Yeah, you've never met my sister-in-law then.
Oh, probably not.
All right, what does the lieutenant do for the Salvation Army?
Well, as Jason said, I'm the administrator of all the programs here for the Salvation Army in Marion and Polk Counties. In addition to that, every Salvation Army officer is an ordained minister, and so that's another role that I play, along with my wife. She's also a lieutenant. And so we're ministers as well as administrators, and oversee all of the church activity as well as the social service activity, and as well as the Croc Center here in Salem.
Now, is the Salvation Army nationwide?
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, worldwide. The Salvation Army is now in over 130 countries, I believe.
Really?
Around the world, yeah.
Do you know how the Salvation Army got its start?
I do. Yeah, 1865, actually, it was known as the Christian Mission back then. And our founder, William Booth, saw a need in the areas around London that were underserved, people that were homeless, had no hope. And he started the Christian Mission in, like I said, 1865, eventually became the Salvation Army in 1878, and then just expanded worldwide, as I mentioned. Came to the United States in 1880, and then just grew as an organization and as a church.
So it did not originate here in the United States?
No, in London, England.
Wow. Okay. So how many different, I don't know, is it offices are available in the United States, or agency? What would you call them?
Yeah, I mean, typically we call them Corps.
Okay.
CORPS, a Salvation Army Corps, but there's or a Salvation Army unit if there's not a church, a Salvation Army church that attached to it.
How many are there in the United States, do we know?
Yeah, I couldn't answer that question without doing a little bit of research.
Okay. But they're in all 50 states?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Is there more than one in an area there?
At times, more populated communities will have several units. And, the Salvation Army, we're unique in that we try to assist people in whatever way they need to be assisted in that community. And so the Salvation Army looks a little bit differently. It looks a little different in every community around the country and around the world. We're there to serve needs, whatever those needs are, whatever those needs are that we identify in that community.
So will you help in natural disaster? Well, let's take California right now, that's burning right now.
Yes.
Would the Salvation Army jump in there and assist some way down there?
We already have, yeah.
What are you doing down there?
Well, our Emergency and Disaster Services Department of the Salvation Army, they're helping people in whatever way they need it to be helped, whatever the disaster is. Personally, I've assisted the aftermath of a hurricane before. I've assisted with wildfires in Central Oregon, feeding the people and that are trying to extinguish the fires, for example. So down there, that's what we're doing. We have mobile canteens, and we work in cooperation with state and local governments to go out there wherever we're needed and to help with disaster services.
Why is it we don't hear a lot about the Salvation Army jumping in there? You hear about the other agencies, the Red Cross and whoever else, but you don't really hear about the Salvation Army's here.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're getting a little bit better at letting people know exactly what we do. But, the Salvation Army, we don't do a lot of self-promotion, and maybe that's to our detriment.
But maybe not.
Yeah, that's not our focus. You know, our focus is about helping people.
Right.
And if we get some attention for that, then that's fantastic. And if we don't, that's okay.
We are going to take a break here. When we come back, more with today's special guests. You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on 104.3 FM, also 1220 AM KSLM. Today's show, it's being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler and the Lule Group, Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule, State Farm Insurance. More in just a moment. Don't go away. We're just getting warmed up.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
Welcome back to the Terry Saul Weekend Show. Today we are talking with Lieutenant Quentin Markham and Jason Ramos from the Salvation Army. We're talking just a few minutes ago before we went into the break there. Lieutenant, you said that you were from Modesto. How did you end up in Oregon going from a nice climate like Modesto where it's 104 degrees?
Kind of a long story. I was a Salvation Army employee for about 29 years, okay. Most of that in the Portland-Vancouver area. And so that's where we had settled. My wife and I, we got married in Vancouver. We have a couple of kids. We lived there for a while, and then we were led to go into the Salvation Army's Officer Training School, which is a seminary. It's a two-year program. We did that.
Where's that at?
That's down in Southern California.
Okay.
We were there for a couple of years. As I mentioned earlier, we became ordained ministers at that time.
You both are?
Both. Okay. My wife and myself, yes.
Is that normal or is that unusual?
Yes, it's actually required for married couples.
Okay.
You're both in or you're both not in.
Right.
So that's how it worked out. We followed that calling and became Salvation Army officers after all those years as employees. Our first assignment was at the Modesto Red Shield Community Center.
Red Shield? I've never heard of that. What is that?
Yeah, so it's a community center. It's athletically oriented, but there is a church within the Red Shield Community Center.
Okay.
And again, we're pastors, we're ministers, and we were administrators at that community center. It's in a very, it's a rough neighborhood where that's located. And you'll see that as you travel the country, many Salvation Army centers are located in the rougher parts of town.
Why is that?
Well, it's because of our mission. Our mission is to help people at their point of need, and that's where they are. That's where they live. We saw some tremendous opportunities there in the 4 years that we were in Modesto and helping people in that neighborhood, people that don't have a lot of opportunity, you might say. And so we were their home away from home for a lot of kids, especially. Every evening, we'd have to chase them out and say, sorry, you got to go home. It's fantastic that you're here every day and that you enjoy participating in all of the things that the Salvation Army has to offer, but everybody needs to go home now. So it was a great opportunity for us there for 4 years. And then this June, we were transferred here to Salem, and so this is our new responsibility.
You like living up here in Salem?
Absolutely,
yeah. Isn't it a beautiful country up here?
Oh, yeah. We love the Pacific Northwest. It's home to us. My wife and I were both born in Coos Bay,
okay.
And so we're familiar with Oregon and the Pacific Northwest, and it's fantastic.
And we came up here 27 years ago for a funeral. Fell in love with it. It just, I remember we were in Mill City at my cousin's funeral and just looking at the rolling hills of the cemetery. And I'm telling my mom, who's standing right next to me, I go, man, this is beautiful. She goes, would you be quiet? You're at a funeral. I'll try to be sad. I go, yeah, but it's just beautiful country. And we moved up here and never looked back. Jason, tell me about this, the Toy and Joy Drive. Now, you have to sign up for this. Is that correct?
It's a sign up to be involved with the Toy and Joy program.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about what's all involved with this.
Throughout December, we have a Toy and Joy program, which is for families and individuals who may have kids 0 to 15, and they're able to sign up and actually come out and pick toys for their kids. We ask that the kids stay home, but that when the parent comes, they're able to see these toys and pick them out as they feel they'll work best for their kids.
How many toys are there? Are they allowed to pick up?
They're able to pick two toys per child, so a large toy and a small toy. They're all displayed on tables with the specific age groups, and so families would sign up for this particular program. They can sign up beginning actually at the end of November all the way leading up to the event, which is in December. And so there's about a total of 7 to 8 weeks of signups. People are interested in signing up for our toy program. They can call 503-585-6688, and that's a way to get signed up for both toys and a food box at our family service office.
Okay. In order to pull something like that off, there's a lot of work that has to be involved in there. How many different families are we talking about that sign up for this toy drive?
Yeah, right now we're going to have close to about 1,600 families is what we're projecting that will sign up for this particular program.
Well, do you turn people away at all?
There's no turn away people. We've been fortunate that each year we've been able to serve everyone who showed up to be a part of this program.
All right. 1,600 families. How many children are we talking about?
We're close to about 5,000 kids.
No kidding.
Yes. Yeah, for the Salem-Keizer communities, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we advertise far and wide. You know, the Salem Kaiser School District helps us out. Different community partners in Salem, we advertise through them. But kids are able to, you know, get signed up and make sure that they have a great holiday. They have some toys under the tree come Christmas. And each year we just see and hear the many different stories of parents who come in and say, I'm not going to be able to provide a Christmas for my family. And so a program like Toy and Joy is really needed in the community. And so we're always looking for sponsors and donors who want to collect toys to be involved with this effort.
Okay. And who are some of your sponsors?
Yeah, right now we've had sponsors. Salem Health is one of our sponsors. We have Toys for Tots as one of our sponsors. We have Helping Hands as one of our sponsors. Many different partners in the community all help to make this effort come together.
Do you ever have anybody that comes back to you and say, you know, a few years ago, you guys helped me, and now I want to help?
Yeah.
You ever get that coming back to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's got to be a wonderful feeling.
It is a wonderful feeling to see families come back, want to get involved, volunteer. We've seen where the kids have now grown up, and they want to be involved in our program and serve and volunteer in our, whether it's at our toy program or in our food pantry. But seeing families come back around and say, I no longer maybe need this as service, and I want to, you know, make sure my spot now opens up for another family. We see and hear that very often each year.
So how many of your employees are involved in trying to piece this together? Because that's got to be a big event.
It's a big event, yeah. We have 15 employees who are part of this, whether from the signups to taking phone calls to volunteering their time, making sure that families get their invitations. We have hundreds of volunteers that will be a part of this program to help families shop for their toys. It is a big effort that comes together by many different hands.
You said waiting for the families to get their invitations. How does that work?
Yeah, so when a family comes and signs up, we enter their application into our system, and the system generates a time slot, an appointment date for the family to then come back and pick and choose their toy. So every family will leave with an invitation that indicates where to come to, what their time is, and their and on that day. So no one's waiting in line, waiting for hours. They're able to come in. Typically takes about 15 to 20 minutes where a parent will come in, pick their toys, get a food box, and then they're out the door.
And they can do that in 20 minutes?
Right now, where it's about 20 minutes.
Takes me 20 minutes to tie my shoes. Get down there.
Yeah, everything is laid out. It's kind of a well-oiled machine, our toy program, and we have great volunteers that help and put this together.
Yeah. How long has this been going on?
We've been doing this program for over 10 years in this community.
Really?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's the biggest show in town, pretty much.
But it's kind of a well-kept secret, isn't it?
It's a well-kept secret, somewhat.
Why is that?
Well, we don't keep it a secret. The word has really taken off, and a lot of people know. We've been fielding phone calls for well over a month. It's November now. We've been taking calls from October about our events. So each year it continues to grow, and we make efforts each year to make sure the word is out there.
All right, and it's coming up when?
This program will be coming up in December.
Okay. We've got a big event coming up next weekend, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We're going to talk about that on our next break. Yes. Right now we need to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's special guest. More in just a moment.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
Welcome back to The Terry Saul Weekend Show, Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, and today we are talking with Jason Ramos, who is the Social Service Director, as well as Lieutenant Quentin Markham, who is the Lieutenant. What is your actual title?
Well, I'm the Corps Officer, as well as the Marion and Polk County Coordinator of the Salvation Army's work.
All right. We're talking the Salvation Army. Jason, last year, we picked up the phone and we called you. We wanted to do something that I used to do for years when I was back over there on the other radio station across town, and it was a food drive. And we would do this food drive the weekend before Thanksgiving every year. We would team up with Safeway. We had a lot of fun. Actually, we would team up with two Safeways. We would have a little competition between the two of them. Back and forth all day long to raise food product. We haven't done it for a long time. Last year, we wanted to jump back into it. And when we called you guys couldn't say yes fast enough.
Yeah.
You came down there. You brought a vehicle down there. We had barrels down there. We had the little kettles down there. We raised, if I remember, our goal was 1,000 pounds, and we raised just under 1,300.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I called you this year. It's like you were waiting for my call. What took you so long, Saul? But we're doing it again. It's going to be taking place next Saturday, and it's going to be, again, at the Center Street Safeway. My wife happens to work at Safeway on Center Street there, and when I went in there last year and asked them if we could do it, they had no idea what we were going to do, and they just jumped right in there. I went in there again this year and says, hey, can we do it again? And they said, absolutely. So we thank Safeway for it. Our friends over at Copycats are getting the banners made up for us as well. Going to be a fun time. We're going to be down there at 9 o'clock next Saturday at the Center Street Safeway, and what we're asking people to do is hold off and do your grocery shopping then. Shop at Safeway, pick up some groceries, and then pick up a few extra things. And what's really interesting, Jason and Lieutenant, you weren't around last year for this, but when we asked people to pick up a few extra things, we had people come up with entire shopping carts and say, here, and because it's you're buying whatever staples that you need for your own house, but then you're picking up, we're asking for non-perishable foods, we're asking for flour, for peanut butter is always great, for canned product. It's just amazing to see the turnout here in Salem and actually all of Marion County. Tell us a little bit about it. What happened last year, Jason?
Yeah. So just to give you kind of a quick statistic from last year, we served over 30,000 people through our food pantry.
And no kidding.
So in order to pull that off, fun food drives like this are so important to us. And so when you guys extended the offer to partner to do this, we were eager to do this with you guys. So last year, yeah, we raised just under about 1,300 pounds. The food that was brought in went right back into our food pantry here for families in our community, on our shelves for families to build a food box together for their holiday meal. But yeah, we were out there. Folks were just so generous at the Safeway location. We had our bells out there. Also financially, that helped us out as well. But it's just great. We love to be out there to spread the awareness that there are families in our community who deal with food insecurity where they don't have meals for their kids. And so a drive like this helps to supplement for the holiday time.
For me, it's just so hard to understand that you don't have meals for your family. I come from an Italian family, and my mom could be screaming at the neighbors, and then on Sunday, you invite the neighbors over for dinner. You don't need to be hungry, and that's the one part that's so hard for me to understand is that people are hungry. They don't need to be hungry. You know, there are programs like yourself and other programs out there that people can go in and get something to eat. Lieutenant, have you ever worked a food drive like this before?
Well, I have, yeah, in the past. There's been some creative ideas that I've seen out there in the past as well, but I just want to point out, my wife and I are overwhelmed by the generosity of this community, the way that people just get together and
right.
help out organizations like the Salvation Army, and it's a great way to be a neighbor, to help people that just are having a difficult time making ends meet. And this is just another avenue, another way that people can do that, helping us out with the food drive.
Are you both going to be out there next Saturday?
Yes.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're also going to have some of your kettles, those red kettle pots. People sit there, and last year, I did something at the Salem Center. I think I rang the bell for an hour there, and when I left, I was still hearing that bell ring in my ear for about 3 hours afterwards. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
How did those kettles come about?
I mean, that's a very interesting story within itself. Kettles have been around, I believe, since 1891.
Really?
Yeah, that was the first one. There was a Salvation Army officer that just had a crazy idea down in the San Francisco area. And so as people were commuting into the city, as people were coming into San Francisco on the ferries, there was a big black pot that he had set up there at the landing. He put a big sign up there. It says, keep the pot boiling, support the Salvation Army. And so that's where Christmas kettles originated, of all places, in San Francisco all those years ago. And so it's just grown, obviously, over time. We're out there. We're going to be at...
They're everywhere.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
About 45 kettle sites in Marion and Polk
counties.
Are you
kidding?
No,
really?
No, I'm not kidding. So we're out there as many days as most of the places will allow us. Officially, those go out on the 22nd. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll be out all over the place. And, you know, anytime that you have some spare change, a couple of bucks that you want to throw in there, we appreciate it. And all of that money that's raised, it stays right here in this community and goes right into social services to support, everything that we've been talking about, all of the food programs, the toy programs, utilities assistance, all of the stuff that we do, it's supported by those donations.
How much money do you normally raise in those things? Any idea what you raised last year?
You caught me off guard.
Throw you a curve.
Yes,
okay,
you did.
And I told you I wasn't going to throw you any curves, and I threw you a curve. Jason, do you know enough offhand about how much money is raised in the cash?
I think we raised over $200,000.
200 rings a bell, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so about $200,000.
Do you need people to ring those? Who's ringing those bells?
Yeah, well, we do have some paid employees, and these are people that have applied for jobs with us, and we're helping them out in a sense, and that we're giving them some work for a few weeks. Better than that is when we can get volunteers to do this for us. That obviously saves us the employee expense. It's a wonderful opportunity, you know, and I just want to encourage anybody, even if you just have a few hours, it's kind of fun, you know. It's you bring your spouse with you, bring your friends with you, bring your family, coworkers, whatever it is, maybe your old cellmate down at the county jail. We don't care who it is, you know, just come on down and help us out, and you can volunteer, and you're really doing us a great service in helping us to provide for people that need help in this community.
Last year, you guys had me in there for an hour, and I was relieving a friend of mine who worked at KBZY, who's still there now. We spent the entire hour talking about KBZY. My wife came over and grabbed the bell. Said, "Let me start ringing this thing. You guys we're too busy talking about the stations," and she's ringing the bell there, and people were dropping coins off left and right.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. They don't do that year round, though, do they?
No, it's a limited amount
Why
of time.
Why is that?
You know, it's a drive for Christmas, and management at the stores and the corporation, you know, they say, look, we got to put a restriction on this, and it's just through the Thanksgiving and Christmas season. So this year, November 22nd through December 24th, that's how long we'll be there.
Okay. Is there a phone number? Is that the same 585-6688 number if people want to volunteer to do that?
No, actually, the best way to volunteer for
doing a
kettle, yeah, as okay. a bell ringer, is ringoregon.org. Ringoregon.org. And you can go there, whatever community you live in, and in this case it would be Salem. You would just click on, there's a little bell there, and you click on that Salem bell, and then it's actually fairly
easy. There would have
easy.
To be a bell there, wouldn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't be some other kind of an icon. There has to be a bell.
It has to be, yes. So anyway, it's actually fairly simple. You just register there with your name, phone number, email address, that type of thing. And then you can look at all of the available locations that we have permission to be from the store management. And you can sign up for whatever date you need and location and then the time slot that you want to do. And so that's all available, and it's very user-friendly, so I encourage people to
And then
to
what
do
happens?
That.
Then somebody will get back with you and say, okay, yes, we would like to have you at Walmart on Saturday from noon to 4 or whatever?
Yes, yeah. So you're given a confirmation right away, and then you'll have a reminder. The volunteer coordinator will touch base
with you. Okay, now who supplies the kettle and stuff? Do you have to go down and pick it up someplace and bring it out, or do you guys automatically deliver it, or how is it?
One of our drivers will meet you at the location that you're signed up to be at. We'll give you everything you need, give you any instruction, and it's we try and make it as simple and as easy as possible for somebody to come out and help us out in that way, even if it's for just a couple of hours. We're going to make it real easy for you.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the security. These kettles are locked. You can't get in them or you can't tamper with them at all. And that was something that was on the back of my mind last year. It's like, gosh, I hope nobody sticks their hand in there and tries to pull anything out, but you can't. Right there.
You can't. It's impossible, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lock on the kettle, and actually, just another degree of security this year, we'll be locking the kettles to the stand.
Okay.
And so if someone got a wild idea in their mind, they would have to pretty much pick up and carry away the whole kettle stand, which would be very difficult. And it would be easy for the authorities to find you if you were trying to get away with
it. Matter of fact, last year when I was at the Salem Center, I had the Salem police chief there with me because that was his just happened to be the same hour that he was there. So I felt pretty secure there.
Yeah, that's good.
And Jason, let's talk a little bit about this food drive that we have coming up here. You're going to have barrels out there at the Safeway store, is that correct?
Yes, we will have barrels out there.
Okay, mm-hmm. And people are going to come by with whatever food. What do you need? What kind of food are you looking for?
We always look for, well, we're going to want those heavy items to help us reach our goal of over 1,000 pounds. But yeah, we look for the staples. So items such as peanut butter, cereal, flour, water. Canned food is great. So soups and gravy and those types of items.
You mentioned water? Drinking water?
Drinking water works good too. Yeah, really? Bottles of water, yeah. Those are one of the items that we have in our food pantry, and bottles of water go off
so the way this is going to work is that last year our goal was 1,000 pounds and we did just under 1,300. What would you like to see us do this year?
if we can get closer to 2,000 pounds, we'd
love
it.
What, are you crazy?
I like to be crazy. Doing this kind of work,
well,
you need to be a
little
crazy.
Well, you're a 49er fan, so you're halfway there.
Yeah, I'm there.
So you're shooting for 2,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I like to make that our stretch goal. Yeah.
I said last week on my show that I'd like to see 1,500.
Okay.
But you're going to go for 2,000.
I'm going to go for 2,000.
Lieutenant, where are you jumping in?
I think we ought to shoot high.
You're going to shoot high?
Yeah.
How high are you going to shoot?
2,000 is a good start.
Okay.
And I'm confident. Again, I think the generosity of this community, I think that when people know that there's a need, they're going to step up and they're going to help us out.
Right. Last year, when we were getting close to the end, I was getting a little bit nervous because we were still about 100 pounds off of our goal. And then all of a sudden, the manager of Safeway comes over and says, "So how much more we got to go?" And I says, "Well, we're about 100 pounds shy, and we've only got about 40 minutes left." And he goes, "Okay," and he walked away. And the next thing I know, he comes wheeling over there with a cart of some of his stuff. He goes, "Here you go." It's like, seriously? And so I got a feeling that Safeway is hoarding stuff right now.
Yeah.
Knowing my wife, she's in there hoarding it right now.
Yeah, I like it.
So anyhow, we need to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's guests. I am your host, Terry Saul. This is the Weekend Show on KSLM, AM, and FM. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on KSLM, AM, and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
Welcome back. We are back with our final few minutes. Today's guest has been Lieutenant Markham and Jason Ramos from the Salvation Army. We have a big food drive that's coming up next week at the Salem Center Street Safeway. And we invite you to come on down. We'll be down there from about 9 o'clock up until 4 o'clock raising food for the Salvation Army there. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Lieutenant, I don't think I ever saw or seen people out there ringing the bell on Sundays.
Yeah, that's correct. Traditionally, the Salvation Army, we've just had bell ringers out at our kettle sites Monday through Saturday during the Thanksgiving, Christmas season.
Why is that?
You know, the Salvation Army is a religious organization, and it was just something that, you know, we needed a day of rest. We wanted our bell ringers to have a day of rest. We said, you know, I think the Lord's going to provide for us the other 6 days of the week. However, you know, this year, we've kind of opened that up a little bit. Not that we wanted to compromise in any way, but we know that people observe different Sabbath days, that type of thing, and so we wanted to make the volunteer opportunities available on Sundays. We're not paying any bell ringers out there on Sundays, but if that was the only day that they could volunteer to do that, we're going to give them that opportunity this year. And so again, if they go to ringoregon.org, at certain locations, they'll see that there is some Sunday availability there.
It won't be available at all the locations that you normally would Monday through Saturday, right?
That's correct. It's a limited number of locations just on Sundays, yes.
Okay. Jason, talk a little bit about volunteers. You guys need some volunteers, don't you?
Yeah, we're definitely going to need some volunteers. We're going to have plenty of opportunities this upcoming season. We're going to have volunteer opportunities to help stuff over 1,500 food boxes. So kind of an assembly line deal, and so we're going to need some hands with that.
I'm confused. You said that people can go through, it's like a grocery store, and pick out the food. Now you're saying that food boxes are already prepared for them?
Yeah, actually, well,
why is that?
Two different programs. So at our food pantry, yes, you're correct, it's a food shopping style. So
okay. That's
our Monday through Friday food pantry, and so that's where individuals get to pick and choose what items they would like in the box. As far as our specific Toy and Joy program, which is our three-day Christmas event coming up in December, they're going to be pre-packaged food boxes. And so we're going to stuff over 1,500 boxes.
Wow.
And so we're going to need tons of volunteers to be a part of that.
What are you going to put in those boxes?
Well, inside those boxes, there'll be things like cereal, bags of potatoes, stuffing, cans of corn, things that are kind of themed around a holiday, kind of breakfast meal, dinner meal. And they're just awesome. Yeah, that's about a $40, $50 item in those food boxes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you need volunteers for that?
We're going to need volunteers for that. Other volunteer opportunities are going to be for people to help sort toys. So kind of taking toys that would be themed for smaller age groups and toys that would be aged for the older age kids. So we're going to have so many toys come in that we'll need volunteers to help sort those. We'll have volunteers that will actually help kind of be Santa shoppers. And so they'll take individuals around and kind of help suggest different toy options for them. We also will have volunteer opportunities to help come in and clean up after the event ends at the end. And so that's breaking down boxes, taking out trash, those types of things. And so we have volunteers that kind of like to do that behind the scenes as well. So altogether, it's probably going to be over 300 plus volunteer opportunities for people to help out this year.
For the toys, this is something that people may not be aware of, is that if you're looking for toy donations, you want the toys unwrapped.
Correct.
Because you need to be able to know whether it's going to go for a six-year-old boy or a 12-year-old girl, correct?
Correct, yes. We want all the toys, new unwrapped toys.
Okay, and you want new toys. We don't want something that's already half-busted and stuff.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
How about clothing?
Clothing as well. Last year we had an increase of warm winter coats, boots, those types of items went really, really well. Also for small infants, so, baby blankets, swaddlers, those types of items, Pampers. Those items we've never really had, but last year we had them and folks,
baby food?
Not necessarily baby food. We'll keep that in the pantry. But really, as far as clothing items, selected, hygiene items, those worked really, really well having at our toy program.
And the actual toy program is when?
Our toy program, I'm pulling those dates up right now. It's going to be the 17th of December, the 18th of December, and the 19th. So that's going to be a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay. Is that also going to be at the Front Street location?
That is not. It's actually going to be at a secret location at the time, but it's a storefront that we build out to be this big, wonderful Christmas location. But any information that people are interested in both signing up or volunteering, they're going to want to call our offices at 503-585-6688. Another way to get in touch with us is at our website, which is salemcroccenter.org. And that also has ways to get connected with us as well. So for both to sign up for our toy program and also to volunteer.
Is there any chance at all? I know I said I wasn't going to throw you a curve, but I'm going to throw you a curve. Any chance at all Santa might show up?
There is a possibility. There is a possibility.
Because we have connections, He listens to my show.
He does? All right. Yeah. I bet he does.
Well,
yeah.
He claims to.
He claims to, yeah. There is a possibility that Santa might be there to help out that day.
Lieutenant, would you like to add anything? We got about 4 minutes left to go.
Well, again, I want to emphasize that, we can't do what we do. The Salvation Army cannot do what we're attempting to do this Christmas season and all year round without the support of volunteers and donors. It just can't come together without the assistance and the help that people provide here. And again, I'm very impressed just over the few months that I've lived here in this community, just the outpouring of support that I sense from the people here in this area. And I think that our family service employees, Jason especially, does a tremendous job in...
He's okay. He's okay.
He does a great job of helping to meet the needs that people have in our community and identifying that and working with people. And if he can't help you, usually he'll find somebody that can.
Well, so far he's helped me on everything. I've thrown him some curves over the past 2 years and he's come through with us.
There you go.
Once again, it's Supermarket Saturday. It's taking place next weekend at the Center Street Safeway. And we'll be out there from 9 in the morning until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We would love for you to come by and drop off your non-perishable foods and try and help us get that goal. Jason says 2,000 pounds. That'd be great if we can reach that. That's going to be our new goal, I guess, Jason.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what we're going to shoot for there.
For that, yeah.
And we encourage you to come on by. Again, if you would like to get some more information, you can call them at 503-585-6688, 503-585-6688, or you can go on the website, which is at ringorgan.org, correct?
That's correct, if you want to help out with the kettle program,
With the kettle program, okay. And anything else, guys? Jason, you want to wrap it up with anything?
We're just, again, we're appreciative of all the support, the listeners who want to come out and volunteer and be a part of this in any way, whether it's dropping some coins in the kettlebell, whether it's joining us at our food pantry and helping families with food boxes, or coming to our toy event and helping shoppers pick out toys. We say thank you, and we love to be
a part. You don't just drop coins in there. Last year, we had a guy come by, and he opened up his wallet. He dropped a couple of $100 bills in there.
Wow.
Now that's the kind of guy we like to see come through there.
Yes, we do.
And he said, I don't have time to go grocery shopping, but here. and he dropped a couple of $100 bills in there. Does that happen often? You get some?
Every once in a while. Yeah, every once in a while we'll find a $100 bill in there, or you know, across the country.
And you don't know who it is to thank because they don't want to be thanked. They just let me just help out.
And they trust the Salvation Army to meet the needs in this community, as we've been talking about, and we appreciate that.
All right, Lieutenant, what's the Salvation Army's mission?
Our mission is to serve God and to serve suffering humanity in every way that we can, every way that we can identify it. And one of the mottos of the Salvation Army over the years has been heart to God and hand to man. And that's really
I like that.
It's really what motivates us to do what we do, to do the work that needs to be done.
All right. Jason, what motivates you?
You know, what motivates me is to help families who are underserved, who are really struggling in this community, and knowing that I can reach them and try to help better their lives and their children's lives, and just to be available to hear what those needs are and to do my best to try to serve them. And that's what myself and our staff do each and every single day in this community.
All right, you guys are doing a heck of a job. We'll see you out there next week.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks very much.
Bye-bye. Just about out of time for today's show. Remember, you can catch our show every Saturday at 10 a.m. and a replay Sundays at 11 o'clock here on Salem's original radio station, KSLM. A reminder, if you missed any of today's show or would like to hear any of my shows, you can always hear a podcast on our official KSLM website at www.kslm.news or on my official website at www.terrysaul.com. If you would like to drop me a note, I would love to hear from you. My email address is terry@kslm.news. We'll see you next time. Take care and be safe.
You've been listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. Today's show is brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. The next time you plan an event, think of the Queen. And by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance. That's a wrap. Thanks, everybody. Good show.
Bye, everybody.